said, hey, hey, how you doing? Time for a brand new day. Get up, get out, let's get happy. Start your day with Cliff, Owen, and Gabby.
Sweethearts, your bedroom lifestyle is their business. Reopening late October.
Do you want to kick it in the...
Hit 103.1's Backseat Dating.
We love this. We put two people in the backseat of a car, put them through a couple of different rounds of questions and see if they hit it off. It's that simple.
A great cash on the line,
which
you can either split at the end of the date or you can put it towards a date if it's successful.
Exactly.
Now, datee number one is a male stripper.
Yes.
His name is Dave.
Well, Dave contacted us and was like, look, I see girls all the time. But I can't find a girlfriend.
Yeah.
So we're like, all right.
Whack me in the back seat, guys.
We'll help you out.
This is Dave.
Hey, I'm Dave. I'm 31 and I'm a male stripper.
Fantastic. Do you meet a lot of women in that line of work?
Every weekend.
Wow.
Single women?
Yes.
Yeah. Have you dated clients before?
Technically, yes. People I've met at jobs.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Cool.
But not clients as in like the head.
No.
No. That's probably not right.
So he's found a lot of girls in the past, but this is a new way of dating for him. So we decided to hook him up with a girl named Emily who is just as physically fit as Dave is. They look like the perfect match.
This is Emily.
Hey, I'm Emily. I'm 29 and I'm a physio student.
Nice. Okay. Have you done anything like this before? Any blind dates?
I did speed dating at the Riverway once.
Right. How'd that go? Still single?
They had snacks.
Wow.
Is that where we're going wrong? We're not providing snacks.
Maybe. I don't know. I thought that was, you know, if that's what you remember out of the speed dating experience, it wasn't great. So we got them together, Dave and Emily, in the back of our Hit 103.1 car. And it was very, very obvious from the outside that they've seen each other before.
Yeah. Oh, you recognize him.
Yeah.
Where do you recognize him from?
Tinder.
Okay. Interesting.
Emily, meet Dave. Dave, meet Emily.
Hi, Dave.
Hey, Em.
For the first question, Emily, can you please guess how many tattoos Dave has?
It's for $100.
Three.
Ding, ding, ding.
Really?
Three.
Oh, my God. Dave, how many tattoos does Emily have?
I'm going to go with two.
Started off right.
$100. After round one, $100, and they were gelling, I thought. More so than any of our other couples. I could see this was working.
Yeah,
they've been playful.
The
tattoo thing was a good first
question. They were high-fiving each other. Like, it seemed to be going very well.
Yeah. It took a turn, all right? Hear that? When Hit 103.1's Backseat Dating returns next. It's R&B Friday.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
Our Backseat Date continues with Stripper Dave and equally as fit Emily, who look like the perfect couple sitting in the backseat of Hit 103.1 Prado.
Dave had his muscle singlet tee thing on. Emily came straight from the gym.
I had to keep telling Dave not to hit the mic because he was so much bigger than I anticipated that the
big
mic
muscles.
Was right next to his bicep.
Yep. Problem I've never had when we've mic'd up the car before.
No.
Okay, so we're sort of about halfway through this backseat date. The guys have got $100 in their kitty.
Yep.
We're up to the work together round of questions. So these are worth $30 each.
Yes.
And this is just to see how compatible Emily and Dave the stripper actually are.
$30 is on the line for this one. If you can name five Townsville restaurants.
Cactus Jack's.
IMC. A bit
McDonald's
harder for you.
Restaurant.
McDonald's? Yep, I'll take it.
Really romantic.
It is. It's amazingly romantic.
Bridgewater?
You can work together.
Wild Goose.
Wild Goose.
I'll take that.
This is another work together one, so another $30 on the line for this one. If you can name five rom-coms.
50 First Dates.
Mm-hmm.
40-Year-Old Virgin.
Notebook.
Damn, yes, lovely.
Is there one called Friends with Benefits?
Yes, there is.
I should watch more rom-coms. Never Been Kissed.
Perfect. I was going to say any Drew Barrymore movie. Yeah.
They did well.
They did very well.
A lot of correct answers, working together, a lot of high fives.
A lot of compatibility.
Physical contact.
It's looking good, Cliffo.
Although this is the real test, though. This is the quick fire round where the guys have sort of yes-no paddles. Mm-hmm. And we just throw questions out at them. They're worth $10 each, but they only get the money if they answer the same.
Exactly. If they both say yes or if they both say no, that's when they get the 10 bucks in the kitty.
Doesn't matter. Can be yes or no, but as long as they agree with each other. So here it is. This is our third and final round. For this backseat date, our quick fire trivia.
So we're going to ask four questions. They're $10 each. If you get the same answer on your paddle, do you wee in the shower?
Both say yes.
Yay!
Go straight down the drain.
Do you stick to the use-by date? Looks are more important than personality.
Both say no.
Would you date a stripper?
Two yeses. No hesitation there.
I thought that was it. She said she would date a stripper. Dave's a stripper. I was like, well, this is obviously a match. Yeah.
Well, and the fact that they got all four of the quick fire answers like right,
the same.
They all yes or they all no'd at the same time, like together. $200 in the kitty.
I was feeling so confident. This is going to be a date, man.
I thought we had a compatible, you know, date here. So the thing is, with the $200, so if they both say split, they split it down the middle. If they both say date, they spend it on a date. If one says date and the other says split, the one who says split gets to keep the whole $200 kitty.
Takes it all.
It's brutal. But it was time for them to make up their minds on what they want to do.
So this is where you have to decide whether you're going to go on a second date with the $200 that you have raised or split. So you get $100 each and you go your separate ways. 3, 2, 1.
Oh, we got two splits.
This one.
Well, if it's all money going towards the date, that money being spent on a date, you can do a date that costs a lot less than $200.
But you haven't said you don't want to go on a date.
I didn't say that. No.
Emily, what are your thoughts? I'll take my money and see what happens.
I feel that our system has been outsmarted by Dave the stripper.
Well, two things. Yes, he's probably going to ask her on a date behind our backs, which I'm not okay with. But two, what a cheapskate. You can do a date for cheaper than $200. What are you doing?
Yeah, man. I like it. No, I like it. Good luck to you guys. If it proceeds, as long as we hear about it, I'm happy.
That's
for
it.
For both of you guys, $200, Richard, which is awesome. Oh, they're $200, Richard. $100 each, so it's great. And look, today is the date actually ends, so hits.com.au if you can. Exactly. The video is up at our Facey page as well if you want to check it out. It's all for sweethearts. Your bedroom lifestyle is their business and they're reopening late October.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby
on Hit 103.1.
Speaking of dating, though, we all know there's a lot of dating terms out there. There's a new one created every week, I feel like. But, you know, catfishing, that's when someone pretends to be someone else and then you figure it out later on down the line. There's ghosting, where people just suddenly disappear and ghost off into the atmosphere. There's a thing called paper clipping. I don't know if you've heard about that one.
Haven't heard about that one.
You know,
I love these terms, even though I don't date anymore. Like, I date my wife. but I'm not going to ghost her.
No, but you love, like, playing on from the sidelines, don't you?
Yeah, yeah.
Paper clipping, though, that's, you know, the old Word document where it had the little paper clip in the corner that used to try to help you in different ways. It was so annoying. So paper clipping is a way to describe people who return unannounced and unwanted.
Brilliant.
But the new one.
The Microsoft Word paper clip. Brilliant.
And the younger generation would have no idea what we're talking about right now. But the new one, this is the one that I think you'll really enjoy. And I am really annoyed by anyone who does this. This is the most frustrating thing when you're online dating.
Okay.
It's called dog fishing.
Dog fishing.
So cat fishing is where you pretend to be someone else. Dog fishing is when people use dogs for their dating profile, even though they don't actually own a dog.
Yeah.
Now, this is really frustrating because back when I was in the Tinder scene and I was dating around, I would match with people who had cute dogs because I wanted to spend time with their dogs. So if they don't actually have one, don't pretend you do, mate. Stop lying.
Mate, I think you're actually seeing the negatives here and not the positives. There's a business in that. You've got to
rent out my dog.
Rent him out.
Great idea.
For fishing, mate. $100 a photo. Boom.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
Sometimes kids can't control their emotions. What am I talking about? All the time kids can't control their emotions. They're still learning that skill. And so occasionally they cry over the most ridiculous things.
Yeah.
And it's quite amusing for any onlookers. Yeah. My niece the other day.
The thing too with children is, particularly when they're toddlers and up, if they're crying over ridiculous things and you laugh at them, that pisses them off
makes
even
it
more.
So much
it
worse.
It makes it so much worse.
I know. Well, luckily I wasn't physically there for this one. Otherwise, yeah, I would have been in a lot of trouble because my niece, she's almost 12 years old, so she's getting towards the older years of childhood, but she has very difficult hair. Like, it's beautiful, but it's difficult. She's half Zimbabwean, so she has a bit of an afro. And my sister likes to braid her hair, otherwise it can get a bit unruly.
Yeah.
And she was going off to school camp, so my sister's like, all right, better braid your hair before you go, otherwise it's going to be an absolute mess when you get back. And so they sat down and she did four braids in her hair, which took forever. And by the end of it, Izzy was a little bit drained and emotional. And she went to look in the mirror at her hair, at these braids that took her mum a really long time to do, and she's burst into tears because they were crooked.
Oh, God.
they weren't perfectly symmetrical, and she just burst into tears.
Yeah.
And I could just imagine the scene of her crying over a braid.
Look, 13, 12, 16, give us a call. What's the most ridiculous thing your kids have cried over, Townsville? The thing with kids is there doesn't have to be rhyme or reason for their emotion.
If they're emotional, anything can set them off.
Oh, absolutely. I remember one time, this was actually not too long after the floods. My daughter got up and she cried. She was quite upset one morning. She's only not even five at the time, so she's 4.5 or something. And she was quite upset because it wasn't raining anymore. Because she quite enjoys the sound of the rain on our tin roof.
Aww.
And I think she got up, wrong side of the bed. She was emotional about something else, and that's what set her off.
Yeah.
What's wrong with Tilda? It's not raining anymore.
The poor little thing. Did you laugh?
In the meantime, I'm like, darling, it's flooding.
Yeah, we don't want any more rain.
Nick on 13, 12, 16, mate, most ridiculous thing your kid cried over.
Yeah, so when they go to a birthday party when they're really small and you're taking a present to someone else and they have to give them to the other child, they don't like it. They start crying because they think the present is for them.
Oh, yes. I hate giving gifts away, but, yeah, as a child, even harder to fathom.
Yeah, but you know what? Teach them that lesson because you're not buying them a gift just because.
Do you
know
what I mean?
Why not? Never. It's too expensive. 13, 12, 16. Sarah, you're next. Mate, most ridiculous thing your kid cried over.
My 1.5-year-old decides to cry when dinner is ready. It's not that she doesn't like it or won't eat it. It's just that it's ready.
Oh.
What a jerk parent you are.
How
I mean,
dare
making
you feed
dinner
your
for your child. What are you thinking? we'll go to Rachel next. Rachel, most ridiculous thing your kids cried over.
Well, when my daughter started prep at a Catholic school, the first week of prep, she came home bawling her eyes out, hysterical, because she did not get to meet Jesus.
Wow.
Sorry. Oh, my God. What a letdown.
Sorry. I had to explain to her that I didn't get to meet him too in person, that her grandfather didn't, her great-grandfather didn't. But, yeah, it took some time and a lot of...
You'll meet him one day.
Oh, the poor
was
little
part
thing.
Part of you like, do I know a man with long hair who wears sandals? Just to make her happy.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
Gabby, something I'm not proud to admit, but I do want to put it out there. I've become absolutely and completely obsessed with the love life of Lockie, the purple skivvy wearing Wiggle.
Every
Lockie Wiggle.
That's not what I expected. When you said you're obsessed with one of the Wiggles' love lives, I assumed you were going to say Emma Wiggle.
Yeah.
Because
it's not,
and
it's not Simon.
Her.
Simon's married. I don't know Anthony, the original Wiggle. I don't know his love status. But no, it's all about Lockie Gillespie. Lockie Gillespie, his real name, was married to Emma Wiggle.
Yes.
And it was a very sensational relationship. They were together very quick. They were married very quick. Well, they were divorced very quick. They've moved on very quick.
Exactly, yeah. But what we know of it anyway, because I think they were together in secret for quite some time before anyone knew
probably.
That they were actually dating.
Lockie,
but yeah, the relationship kind of turned on its heel pretty quickly.
Oh, didn't it? Lockie doesn't really talk about it much, but this is Emma talking about the breakdown of the relationship.
The media does doubt our affection for each other, but we genuinely care about each other, and we have been through all of this together. Out of everybody, the only person that really gets me is Lockie.
So why are you not married to him anymore?
And I guess I fall into that category.
Yeah.
Because I am the media and I kind of, I'm looking for the holes and stuff. Particularly lately because Lockie has started dating again. He's seeing another ballerina.
Oh, he's got a type.
Which is very Emma-esque, isn't it? And lately he's been putting up stacks of photos on Instagram. He's all over Instagram of him and his new girlfriend. And I don't know yet. I for some reason, I think I'm looking for the cracks. Because it's all too perfect for me.
Yeah, so divorced people working together in a happy environment with smiles all the time while he's rubbing it in on Instagram that he's got a new girl.
And Emma's talking like there's nothing's changed, man. He's the only person who gets me, and I'm looking for the holes. And it's so sad because he'll put up stories, and I'll find myself, like, I'll buzz through stories on Instagram. Then Lockie will put up one with his new girlfriend, and I'll pause it. And I don't know. Am I looking for Emma crying in the background? Like, why do I care, Gabby?